Growing up in Bessemer was tough, but the thing about growing up in Bessemer was the outlet of sports. That's what helped us out. You know, we had gangs and drugs, violence all around. You had to find some type of way to draw yourself away from that type of crowd. So for me, it was sports. And sports just kept me busy, kept me doing other things than being out in the streets and getting involved with the wrong crowd.
Let's work, guys. Let's work now. Let's work. Who the best in this group?
Me.
Oh, we're going to see. We're going to see.
I always knew I wanted to come back to my hometown and, you know, provide things that wasn't there for me growing up. So we do the football camps, cheerleader camp. It's something that I wish I would have had growing up. So I always wanted to reach back and just teach the kids all the knowledge that I've gained over the years. It's been important to me. And a lot of kids think just, you know, the athletics, that's the only part of it, that's the only thing they see. But I tell kids, at the end of the day, you can't play sports forever. One thing people can't take from you is your mind.
Congratulations once again to all the scholarship winners. This is what I love about the camp, being able to present young people with scholarships to go on to college. And we look forward to doing this all again next year. God bless.
Oh, come on now. Press the ball out there. Come on.
You know, playing football, I always got into training. And always developing, trying to become better, different techniques of training. And then a couple years ago, I had the opportunity of meeting this guy who started his training facility at D1. And I was like, man, what a perfect opportunity. I would love to do this back in my hometown to give the kids around my area that competitive advantage, being able to train. So, you know, the business side of it and the training side of it just linked up, and it was a perfect fit.
Make sure you guys are having fun with what you're doing. Make sure you're working hard and listening to what the coaches say. You have to pay attention to the detail of what the coach asks you to do, and make sure you're doing exactly that. You got me?
Yes, sir.
From the athletic side, this is a huge step in the right direction for guys. When they go into junior high, when they go into high school, they already have the work ethic, and they already have the desire, and they already know what to expect and how to push themselves further than they think that they can go. It teaches young people a sense of dedication, a sense of perseverance, a sense of just a work ethic and what it takes to push yourself further than you ever thought you could push yourself. And that translates over into life.
Take your time. Hit every square. Take your time. Hit every square.
On the other side of it, he's the type of leader that everybody wants. He's going to show you how to do it first, and then if you don't do it, then that's when he'll say something.
Be fast, guys, be fast.
And that's the type of leader you want to follow. You don't want a guy that's going to tell you how to do it and tell you how to live it and, you know, doesn't do it. He's definitely lead by example.
Here we go, boy. They doing all that, yes, sir. They doing all that, yes. It's time to set it up right now.
He's as good a man as you'll ever meet. He's been that way since we were 18 years old, and he's a rock. And Philadelphia Eagles are very lucky to have him.